The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I first met these next four fellows when they appeared in my TV series, and I've been among their fans ever since. Now they're at the very top in the popular music world. Ladies and gentlemen, the Standells.
Sitting out of the crowd, talking much too loud, running up and down the stairs. Well, it seems to me that you have said too much in too few years. And though you try, you just can't hide your eyes all as from tears. You better stop and look around.
Alright, 60s Garage Rock fans, I'm Phil Gray. This is episode 492 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, which we got underway with a cover of The Stones' 19th Nervous Breakdown from The Standells, out of Los Angeles, California, often described as the punk band of the 1960s. Originally formed in 1962, the following year they added a second L to the Standells, became Larry Tamblyn and the Standells, made their first recording for Linda Records, released 1964. By 1966, the classic Dirty Water LP had been released, containing that cover of the Stones' 19th Nervous Breakdown. We've got a whole lot of obscure 60s garage and a long global garage set coming up soon. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Well, here's a band often described as an American soft rock band. They're from Chicago. 10 singles in the Hot 100 between 1966 and 1971. Richie Unterberger described them as a poppier American them with prominent organ, wobbly Leslie-fied guitar amplifications, and rave-up tempos. So it wasn't all soft rock. And like Paul Revere and the Raiders, they wore colonial outfits on stage. They're the New Colony Six. Here's a single from September 1967. The A-side was Treat Her Groovy. This is the B-side, and this is an early version of this track called Rap Attack.
Say okay.
it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, fruit beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
There's a place I know where the cool kittens go. It's a place that the hippies found.
New Colony 6, Rapper Tap, top of that set. Then Mouse and the Traps. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook. Out of Tyler, Texas. Bunch of singles between 1965 and 1969. Released material also as Mouse and as Positively 13 O'Clock in a more psychedelic vein. Mouse and the Traps. Lie, Beg, Borrow and Steal. And then finally the Gants from Greenwood, Mississippi. Began as the King's Man, not King's Men, the King's Man, doing R&B covers and Ventures-style instrumentals before becoming the Gants. We had a track called I'm a Snake.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you feed your children on rock and roll, you're feeding them on something that destroys their virtue and their willpower.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Let's look at some obscurities. This one is from a band called The Panics. Recorded for Shoestring Records, they're out of the States, Richmond, Virginia. This track off the compilation Aliens, Psychos, and Wild Things. This is the B-side of the 45 from The Panics. The track's called No More.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Sniffing glue to get high, drinking cough syrup for a kick, smoking marijuana for a thrill.
Retrospect.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
The way you say that your new love is treated you and saying I. Well, I don't know why. why you didn't figure that when you were saying goodbye. You said this was the end and you never want me back again. But now you're calling back and you want me to be your friend. Well, I told you before, but I said I was done. But all I got to say to you is that stuff. Well, you said, think it over and you come back to see me in the mall. Well, let me tell you something, baby, I wish you'd never been born. Every time you call my house, I tell my daddy to see you in the home. I wish you'd just get tired, pack up your bags and go home.
Four obscure 60s garage tracks. The Panics with No More, followed by The Uprisers on Swing Town Records from 1967, B-side of that 45 called 925, followed by Four Score. They recorded for Black Jack Records from March 1967, A-side of their 45 called Mini Skirt. The B-side was called, get this, Kalamazoo Can Can Kangaroo. Four Score. Wrapping the set, The Shade Men from Elyria, Ohio, together from 64 to 68. Apparently the first few times that the band rehearsed, two of the members showed up in sunglasses, so they chose the name The Shade Men. They were pretty big on the Ohio scene, got quite a large following, played a bunch of local clubs, pressed several hundred copies of a single called Sick and Tired, backed with That's Tough, released on Veran Records. That's the track we had, That's Tough, from The Shade Men.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Right, time for a lengthy global garage set, which we're getting underway with a track out of Canada. 1967 release. Global Garage, you say? Well, it's in French. On RCA Victor, on the Canada International Series. The artist is Stella. Her name is Stella Zelcher, French singer. Recorded her first 45 at age of 13. This is Stella with the A-side of that 67 45 called Les Silence.
Tournez le bouton.
history and culture so important.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
There she was, just a walking down the street, singing go wop dee 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 go. Tapping her fingers and a shuffle her feet, singing go wop dee 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 go. She looked good, look good, she looked fine, look fine, she looked good, she looked fine. Thought I really lost my mind before I knew what she was walking next to me, singing go wop dee dee dee.
Alamuchi, New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic Show with Phil Gray.
Silencio, ma c'è intorno a noi.
three global garage selections: Stella, Canadian release by a French singer, Les Silence, followed by Javier Batiz and the famous Finks. So Javier Batiz was Javier Isaac Medina Nunez, born Tijuana, Mexico, Mexican guitarist and precursor of rock music in Mexico. 1957, he founded a group called the Lost TJs, bringing together musical influences that he heard on the Mexican-US border, including R&B from T-Bone Walker, Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Chuck Berry, James Brown, Howlin' Wolf, and others. Moved to Mexico City, 1963, played in various cafes around Mexico City. By 1968, he was a famous figure in the blues scene of Mexico. We had a track from Javier Batiz and the Famous Finks, released on Peerless Records in 1963, the cover of Do Wa Diddy Diddy. Then Gli Evangelisti, fairly obscure Italian band, track called Sensazioni, that's lifted from the 60s Beat Italiano compilation.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Well, looking at obscure global garage, this is probably as obscure as it gets. Picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook. The artist's name is something along the lines of Wojciech Gosowski. The band name, I believe, is Tashfuni. Wojciech Gosowski collaborated with a bunch of bands, including Zavoni Zani, who we've had on the show before, Chocholi we've had, Polani we've had here on Retrospect, also Tashfuni, as I said. Let's check it out. Wojciech Gosowski with Tashfuni out of Poland. If you'd like to see the artist's name and the name of the track, which I'm definitely not going to attempt, go to our Facebook, where every week link to the podcast and full track listing is displayed.
Przejdźmy wreszcie na ty. To może śmieszne, że o to proszę. Przejdźmy wreszcie na ty. Nie lubię, kiedy mi niezgrabnie mówisz pan. Przejdźmy wreszcie na ty, bo nie zaprzeczysz, lubisz mnie trochę. Przejdźmy wreszcie na ty, wyraźniej biegły dni, bym nie czuł się już sam. Gdybyś umiała pojąć, że czas wymówić słowa dwa. Na ty. Już w całym mieście znają nas ludzie. Przejdźmy wreszcie na ty, gdy tyle rzeczy nas od wielu łączy dni. Na ty, gdy tyle rzeczy nas od wielu łączy dni. To przejdźmy wreszcie na ty, przejdźmy wreszcie na ty, przejdźmy wreszcie na ty.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
It sounds interesting to me.
Giusto scegli come un gusto i ragazzi intorno a te. Io che sono uscito
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Hello boys, it's pretty cold and bright out here. Let's get ourselves one out for the show. It's a soul. It's Hammer Jam.
There's more Global Garage. Started off in Poland with Wojciech Gasowski and Touch Funi, followed by The Juniors out of Italy. Formed in Vercelli, debut recordings in 1966. Following year, they had an LP, and by 1969, they were covering tracks from The Beatles, including Ci'e, the cover of The Beatles' Get Back. Then wrapping the set, Tall Emma and His Skippers on Obu Oba Records. Tall Emma, led by somebody called Tall Mama on lead vocals and drums, was based in Accra, Ghana. Apparently played amazing covers of Beatles songs. So, pretty obscure, but according to some notes from Soundway Records, the single is credited to Tall Emma, the songwriting credited to Richard Tall Emma, the vocals credited to Chester Adams, who went on to play with the band Uppers International. So Tall Emma and His Skippers, a track called Hamatan, out of Ghana. That one appears on a comp called Return of the Tokoleshi Men, Demented Sounds from the 60s Teen Scenes of Joburg, Cape Town, Durban and Beyond.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
There's a place I know where the cool kittens go. It's a place that the hippies find.
More obscure Global Garage, this time from a band called the Keys Brothers, a musical group formed by members of the Kizwoyo family in 1960, changing the name to Keys Bersadara in 1962. Later on, it became Keys Plus. So they got their start playing Western popular songs, particularly that of the Beatles. But in 1965, General Sukarno declared the Beatles-ism was a mental disease. and ordered the police to cut off the hair of anyone found listening to the Beatles. So throughout Indonesia, the governing regime, very unfavourable to rock and roll music. President Sukarno condemned all possible Western decadent influences, including Anglo-American Beatlemania. As a result, the Keyes brothers were arrested by the regime and not released for 3 months until the Indonesian Revolution of 1965. Now, they were imprisoned apparently on the rationale that the band had played Beatles-type songs while moving their bodies like neo-colonialists. After being released, they released their first LP in 1967 called To the So-Called The Guilties, several songs with themes of incarceration. So this is Keyes Bersaudara. Picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook. This is called Poor Clown.
Even New Zealand, you see what's going on in New Zealand. It's terrible. We don't want that.
That's Obscure Global Garage, Keyes Bersaudara from Indonesia with Poor Clown, followed by The Eruptions from Cuttack, India, covering Bo Diddley's You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover. That's from the Similar Beat 1970 and 71 compilations. Those Battle of the Bands competitions in India, sponsored by Simla Menthol Cigarettes. The Eruptions, You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover. And finally there, The Tempters, Japanese group sounds band, led by vocalist Kenichi Hagiwara, one of the top group sounds bands along with The Tigers, The Tempters, with Morty. bringing us to the end of Retrospect episode 492. I remind you that there's dozens and dozens of back episodes of Retrospect available. All good podcasting platforms. Check out that back catalogue of episodes. Remember, if you get the opportunity to rate and review Retrospect, then please do. And don't forget our social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk and you'll find us. Lots of posts up there, photos of the bands, as I said, links to the podcast and the track listings of every week's show. So thanks for joining me again for Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray. For Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.